Bantham to Thirlstone Walk, Heritage. From the Surf Life Saving Club hut beyond the car park at Bantham, you can look across to Bantham Ham, the spit of land that extends behind and beyond Bantham Beach. Excavations on the Ham have revealed evidence of settlements there from around the 5th to the 7th centuries. Hearths from this time have been found, along with fragments of iron and pottery, shells and bones. Important fragments such as spindle whorls and bone combs have also been found on the Ham, suggesting that the site might have served as a trading port. It is thought that the Danes invaded at Bantham Ham in the 9th century, but were defeated in a bloody battle. Across the estuary is Bigbury, with Burr Island standing just offshore. The local area used to be a place of pilchard fishing until overfishing put pay to the industry in the late 1800s. A lookout was stationed close to the pinched inn on Burr Island to keep watch for shoals and to summon the fishing boats. The village of Thirlstone is first mentioned with its Saxon name Thorlestan in a charter of 846. The first record of a church there appears in the Domesday Book of 1068. A firepan on top of the power served as a lighthouse in former times, and it's said to have been lit as a beacon fire upon the sighting of the Spanish Armada in 1588. Timbers taken from one of the Armada ships wrecked onto the coast nearby were built into the village inn.